when my wife and I were in Germany, and we were in this Italian restaurant waiting, we had a plane delay. Oh, God, it was awful. She was crazy. She was a nervous wreck. No, it's not true. And we went in, and there was a waiter there. And this waiter was directly from Italy and was serving this wonderful pasta and all of these things. And he was a madman. He was a maniac. Every customer was getting him all upset. He would talk to the other head waiters and running back and forth and getting himself all worked up. Finally, I said, come on over here. I said, what are you doing this for? I do this all the time. You do therapy wherever you go, right? I said, what are you taking this so serious? All you're doing is serving spaghetti. It's no big deal. I said to him, you know, before you're 50 years old, you're going to have a heart attack. Guarantee it, if you continue to behave that way every day. He said, look, what do you expect from me? I'm Italian. So, oh, well, that explains it. I mean, his rationale for his behavior was, I can't do anything about it, I inherited it. You know, I just got deficient anger genes. I've heard kids say that, you know, when they're failing math. I can't help it. My father was lousy at math. My grandfather was lousy. I inherited, you know, deficient math genes. It's just not my fault. I can't do anything about it. The fact is that anything that goes on inside of you that is immobilizing, that gets in your way, that keeps you from functioning in the ways that you would like to function, that stops you from reaching your goals, whatever they may be in your life, anything inside, you choose. It's yours. You own it all. And if you don't like anything about yourself, anything, are you shy? Are you nervous? Are you afraid? Are you somebody who can't handle getting up in front of groups because it scares you? Are you someone who gets angry too much? Do you find yourself being manipulated and controlled by other people too often? Are you afraid to stand up for what you believe? Are you a terrible cook? Are you lousy at tennis? Do you haven't got a backhand? Whatever it may be, it doesn't make any difference. You are the sum total of the choices that you make in your life. If you don't buy that, if you buy into another system, which a lot of psychologists will teach you, which is, it's in your unconscious. You can't help it. After all, you're a middle child. What do you expect from a middle child, you know? Certainly can't have any identity of your own. Or maybe you're an only child. Oh, God. Maybe you're the youngest of 12. You had 11 parents, you know, all your life. Somebody telling you what to do from the time you... Or maybe you were the oldest and you had to be a parent for 9 others or whatever. You can use any excuse that you want, or you can just say, the devil made me do it, or it's God's fault. You know, a lot of people blame God. God and mother are most responsible for all of the things that are wrong with us, you know. The classic, the one I heard over and over and over again in all the years. And I announced it on network television one night, you know. I said, I came here tonight for one reason. I want to tell everybody in America that your mother liked your sister better. I heard it every day for 20 years, you know, it must be true. I can't do it. My mother liked my sister better. No wonder I can't. She was the one that got all the attention. I didn't get anything. Her pictures and all the photographs. Nothing for me. I know some of you don't have a sister, and you think, well, then that's not the reason. She wanted one. Really. And she would have liked her better. I guarantee it, you know. It's taking responsibility for everything that goes on in your life, which is what Wayne Dyer is about. If you really want to take it home to anybody else. No blame is allowed for anything that goes on in your life. There's just a simple little maxim. You get treated in life the way you teach people to treat you. If you get pushed around, if you feel victimized, if you don't know how to handle clerks, if you don't know how to deal with certain situations, if you find yourself being beaten down, if you find your children are disrespectful toward you, if you find your parents are disrespectful toward you, if you can't do well in a particular class, if you think that your teachers are on your case, whatever it may be, you are teaching those people how to treat you. And once you put responsibility for how you are treated and what you get on yourself, you see, You can go into virtually any situation and you'll watch some people always seem to come out smelling like a rose. And everybody says, oh, so lucky. Guy is just so lucky. Boy, she just got there at the nick of time. It's virtually almost always an attitude. It's an expectation that goes on inside of the person who is operating at high, fully functioning levels. It's an expectation that things are going to go well for me. We have a friend of the family, good friend of my mother's. Her name is Rose. Rose lives over on the east side of Detroit. I'm on the west side of Detroit when I arrive, staying over at one of the hotels over there. Call up and say, Rose, why don't you come on over and we'll have dinner tonight. No, I can't do that. I said, what do you mean? She said, I have to get on the freeway. I said, yeah, you just get on the freeway and you get off right over here at 8 Mile Road. And she said, I can't do that. I can't get on the freeway. I said, but you've been driving for 18 years. What do you mean you can't get on the freeway? I never go on the freeway. I said, why not? She said, I can't merge. Can't merge. You can't what? Can't merge. Don't know how to merge. I've never merged. And that's true in more ways than one if you knew Rose. I said, Rose, all you do is get on the entrance ramp and push down on the gas. That's called merging. And wait for somebody to get out of your way. That's the way you merge. Can't do that. Got bad merge genes. It's not my fault. I can't help her. And she really believes that. Now, what are her expectations? She says, besides, if I got all the way over to the west side, I'd only get lost. You'd what? Well, I'd just get lost. I said, well, what would happen if you got lost? Well, who knows what would happen? That could lead to anything. That could just go anywhere. She has this vision, you see, of... I just said, bro, if you're lost, you pull into a gas station. And you say, I'm lost. Where am I? And they will point you to where I am. Can't do that. Her vision is a disaster in her head. The disaster is that she will get off after failing to merge, and she will drive around the west side of Detroit forever until she runs out of gas. And then they will find her like 3 months later, you know, with her head draped over the steering wheel with a note on it, just scribbled out in her lipstick, you know. See, I told you I was lost. Just a corpse there. Because that's the kind of expectations that she has for herself. I'm telling you that virtually everything in your life boils down to what kinds of attitudes, what kinds of beliefs do you have about any given situation.